Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, How to Harvest. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
He shall receive a hundredfold. There are so-called word and faith people who don't believe this. I've had people who told me, don't preach that in my church. When I came there, they said, don't preach that hundredfold. I said, okay. Well, why would they say that? Because they're choking on it. I said, it just seems too big for them. Selah. I want you to read these words with me very carefully. And remember, I didn't write this. And no other denomination came up with this. Tell me who said this.
Jesus.
Read it out loud with me. Jesus said what? He shall receive an hundredfold now in this time. Jesus, the head of the church. Let's go over it again real slow. What did Jesus say? He shall receive an hundredfold now in this time. And some folks say, well, I don't believe it like that. Well, you won't be bothered with it. These signs only follow those that believe. But now don't try to lock it down in how you think it can happen. The Lord is far wiser than you are. And you just do what He tells you to do. And follow Him. Seek first the kingdom of God. You're not seeking first houses and lands. You're seeking first the kingdom of God. But if you'll do it, then you have laid up treasure in heaven.
Yeah.
Where can't rust, it can't rot, thieves can't touch it.
Right.
And the Lord will have something working for you. And if you stay on His path, you will intercept it and intersect it.
Hallelujah.
You won't intersect it if you don't stay on the path. If you get off the path, you'll never know what He had planned for you. But if you stay on the path, you'll intercept it. You got time for a story or two?
Come on.
Yeah. Phyllis and I left Laurel Hill, Mississippi. I said, I never heard of Laurel Hill, Mississippi. Well, we used to have a store. One store. And we had a trailer, a mobile home, and we're thankful for it. But it wasn't a nice new one. It was an old one that somebody else had already worn out. Well, price was $3,200 for the house. The whole house. Gives you some idea of its condition. But it's all we had. And we left that at the Lord's direction. Just walked off and left it. And launched out into we did not know where. Didn't know where we'd live. And the first few weeks that we arrived in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, to attend Rhema, we didn't have enough money to pay for our registration and find a place to stay. We just knew we were supposed to be there and couldn't find a place. We're spending our money on motel rooms. And finally found a place. It was furnished in early junk. But it was a place to stay. It was down rough part of town where stuff is cheaper. And we stayed there and we did what the Lord told us to do, and then we got a better apartment, And then we got a better apartment. And then we got a little rent house. I'm talking about 10 years. Everybody say 10 years.
10 years.
10 years. But we didn't just leave. Not only did we leave the trailer, I left my hot rod and my dog. That dog rode in the back of my truck, caught my frisbee. 37 Ford coupe, my hot rod. I had worked on it for years. And the Lord dealt with me, walk off and leave it. How many know he told the fishermen, come on, follow me. And they left everything. Didn't the Bible say they left everything? Mark 10:30. Read it again. Read it again. Verse 29. Back up and read verse 29 again. No man has left house, brothers, sisters, father, mother, wife, children, lands, for my sake and the gospel's. What'll happen? What'll happen? He shall receive 100-fold. Now. In this time, including houses and lands with persecutions. Well, 15 years passed. Everybody say 15. 15 years passed. And Phyllis and I were believing for a house, a nice house. We believe we got seed in the ground. We've been sowing all that time too. Different ways, different things. And we drove through this place and there was this outstanding white stone ranch style house that covered an entire part of a block. It just kept going. I mean, you couldn't see there's a curve in the road. House kept going around the curve. Tennis court, swimming pool, 6-car garage, marble floors, on and on. Nice. There was no sign on it, nothing. But we both were prompted. And it's just what we've been looking for. Better than what we've been looking for. By quite a bit. And what are y'all laughing about? And we looked in and it was empty. There was no sign for sale or anything, but it was empty. And the Lord prompted us, find out about this place. Well, we had to go out of town just the next day on a meeting, but Phyllis had some contacts about real estate, and so she checked into it and come to find out a bank owned it. And there was reasons why it couldn't be for sale. It was in the middle of some stuff. And the Lord dealt with us, but by that time we're in the meeting, we're out of state. The Lord dealt with me one afternoon before a service, make them an offer of this. And it was pitiful offer. Make them an offer of this. We made them an offer. They came back and took it within $10,000 of that offer. I had to pull my chin back up. And of course, we didn't have that either. But if the Lord directed you to say it and do it. So we said, yes, yes, we believe it's right. Start that way. Well, we needed X amount of money to close and X amount of money to do this and that. And I won't go through all the details, but this happened and that happened. And it was time to close. And we were in the parking lot of the bank to go in and didn't have everything we needed. And the phone rang. Cell phone. Thank God for cell phones. And it was somebody letting us know that they had just sent something to us that was more than enough to cover that. Hallelujah. And so we could get out of the car and just act cool like we had it all the time. We moved in that house. So nice. So comfortable. We entertained numerous ministers. And it had a just neat place. The back was like this whole... It had pavement all around the pool, outdoor kitchen, and we could entertain. We blessed a lot of folks like that. And they were so comfortable and sitting out there, kicked back, and we talk about the things of God. And we'd been in there just a few weeks, and the Lord prompted me. He said, I don't mean I heard a voice. He said, brought to my mind, he said, did you notice when this house was built? No. went back and looked it up. It was built. It was began to be built the very time we said yes to come obey Him.
Amen.
And you'll never tell me that house wasn't at least 100-fold.
Yes.
Of that Marriott mobile home that we left.
Glory to God.
It must have been. It was way more than 100-fold. And not only that, friends, brothers,
hallelujah,
sisters, in the thousands. I'm looking at some of them. It doesn't always come by a quarterly check that was multiplied 100 times a certain amount. God's smarter than that. When He gives you a house at a fourth of the price it would take to get it, He gave you more than the balance of the amount, because you saved all the taxes you'd have had to pay on the income and the insurance. Come on, are you listening? I mean, God is smart.
Yes.
He's smart. But you will reap. Put it back up. Mark 10. Mark 10, 30. How many believe the words of Jesus?
Yes.
Are you going to let some religious idea choke you? Are you going to let somebody that's upset about prosperity rob you of this amazing thing that Jesus has said? Or will you just accept it when you can't understand it, or you may not have a clue how this could ever happen? Will you just say Jesus is right? What He said is right. Whether you understand it or not, what He said is right. And it doesn't all happen in a year or two, or even in 5 or 10. But say it out loud. He shall receive.
He shall receive.
100-fold.
100-fold.
Now.
Now.
In this time.
In this time.
Skip down to the bottom.
And.
You ever heard of a better deal than this? And. In the world to come, eternal life. That doesn't just mean existing forever. That means life. 1,000 years from now, people will find you in heaven and they will say, thank you for sowing that seed. That word got to me because you were a word sender. That thing got to me. The gospel got to our country. Come on, are you listening?
Yes, praise the Lord.
That seed is going to be rewarding you and benefiting you from now on.
Yes.
In the world to come.
Yes.
Eternally.
Thank you, Lord.
Somebody say glory to God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, How to Harvest, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 6th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith and fear to God.
Faith to God who gives me